another part of the RHI story now. We've been talking to a man who's involved in fitting the non-domestic biomass boilers, who, you know, at the heart of this story. I began by asking him about what he used to do.
Well, I was an installation engineer. We installed the boilers, the biomass boilers. Oh, we couldn't keep up with the demand of them. They're coming up to the when the RHI was released, all around Northern Ireland.
Well, when RHI was actually released, the uptake was very slow. Do you mean in the middle of it?
And when it was released at the start, people wasn't too sure what way the tariff was going to go with Tariflick. You know, they weren't 100% sure. But once it got the go ahead completely from Stormont, it just took off crazy. People had their orders and they had all ready to go, all waiting, wanting, and everything was there by the customers. And once they actually got the go ahead, then it was just full tore ahead. We couldn't keep up with the demand on the machine.
And what type of places were you seeing? And I emphasise again, you know, businesses were being encouraged to do this, and many businesses were doing this legitimately. What type of places were you putting these into?
Into factories. Basically, Stephen, places that you would never heat. You couldn't heat them. You know what I mean? Like, there's doors wide open for lorries, trailers. You have air heaters blowing 24/7. You know, there was, you couldn't heat the places. Like.
So describe to me what you saw. So you would carry these boilers in, would you?
There's big machines. Like, now there's a whole different range of machines, small to big. You know, and we would take the machines in and plumb them up to what's called a buffer tank. The buffer tank again could be anything up to 10,000 litres of water.
Yeah, but what would see this in circumstances where you knew that it wasn't about heating the accommodation, it was about making money. Is that what you're saying?
Of course it was. You couldn't heat in these places, but I mean, in saying that...
But tell me why you couldn't heat them.
Because the doors, it's places like loading areas and factories and, you know, the doors was lying wide open all the time. So how could you heat them places like? You can't heat them. You can't, I mean, it's like you... having on heating in the house, but you're leaving all the windows, all the doors lying wide open at a cold night, so you can't heat it. Like.
So did you not wonder what was going on?
We knew, of course, everybody knew what was going on, but I mean, you see, nobody felt that they were doing anything wrong because this was what the government had said. This is the tariff. It was a no-brainer not to go with it. You know, if you had money from a company, from anybody's perspective, it was a no-brainer not to go with it. Some places, farmers put them in also as well.
Did you install them in some sort of farms?
Yes. Oh,
how do you feel about this?
Well, of course now it's whenever everything's on hindsight now. I mean,
how do you feel about it now?
Well, now I see where they've gone, but I mean, I think it's down to the government. I mean, the government made out these ridiculous tariffs and these things. I mean, everybody knew that this is crazy. Like, this is a no brainer not to jump on this bandwagon would be mental. Like.
But you say that. Is there no moral compass in this country which stops people being greedy? Like, I am not talking, emphasise not talking, about those farmers or businesses anywhere in Northern Ireland who had a legitimate need for heat as for part of their business and they were availing of a government incentive to help their business. That is 100% legit. But do we not expect any type of moral fibre anymore? That when members of the community know that they can just make a profit by burning our money, public money, and they just burn it up in smoke.
You're living in, it's a society that you're living in. I mean, that's homeless is down the street and the people just walk past them.
You said that everybody on the ground knew what this was all about. The government is telling us that they didn't know, that they didn't realise the extent of this, that they didn't realise the problem. The most senior civil servants in the country are saying they didn't know either. They didn't realise until it was too late. Does that add up to you?
Not at all. I mean, sure, I mean, your whistleblower was on and she says she recognised it in 5 minutes. Come on, I mean, you know what I mean? If she recognised it in 5 minutes, these people are supposed to be... I mean, if you dodge your tax or something to get there, they shouldn't be on to you.